Now, holiday homeowners are among the biggest threats to the survival of the Irish language, according to the regional authority responsible for the development of the country's Gaeltacht regions. Members of the Uadaráis na Gaeltachta board said lack of housing in Gaeltacht areas is forcing young couples to move away from parts of the country where Irish is the predominant language spoken. The fact that so many homes in Gaeltacht regions have been snapped up by people just wanting a holiday home is also making it harder for local Irish-speaking families to find houses to buy or rent at affordable prices. An Uadaráis na Gaeltacht board spokesperson said a meeting convened in Coláiste Arena in the Waterford Gaeltacht heard housing concerns raised by a delegation of the local development body, Coláiste Forbartha na Déisce. Now with me on the line to talk about this is Councillor Seamus Cussie Fitzgerald of Fine Gael, who is a member of the board of Uadaráis na Gaeltacht. Seamus, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Was that the tone of the warning from the people in Waterford, that they were seeing places being bought up and more difficult for native Irish speakers in the area to buy and settle in the area?
It was, yeah. You're correct in what you said there and what you outlined. I suppose for a number of years, the Irish language as a household speaking language is under threat and possibly in decline. And the net result, as the delegation outlined last year, it's possible that the Ring Gaeltacht in a number of years may cease to be an Irish-speaking community. That is their fear. I suppose it's no different to the other Gaeltachts up along the West Coast. The same would apply, I would think, definitely in West Kerry, in South Kerry, in the Galway Gaeltacht, the Mayo, the Donegal, the Meath Gaeltacht. Young people are trying to compete with others in buying houses, and in most cases they're being outbid when they're trying to get the houses. So it's a common situation, I would think, in most Gaeltachts, maybe not in all Gaeltachts, but definitely in Gaeltachts that are attractive and that people want to come in and live there and work from home. I suppose this has been brought home there recently with the COVID, the amount of houses that have been bought up in the Gaeltachts by people living in the cities and that can now work from home and maybe commute to the city for one day a week and then work from home the rest of the week. The quality of life obviously is much, much better in the Gaeltachts. They see it as a much better quality of life than where they're coming from. So it's under pressure, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, certainly is. What's the answer to it, James? Or is there an answer? I know you've put moves here in Kerry in the County Development Plan to try and put some level of control on who is able to get planning based on their language speaking ability in West Kerry Gaeltacht.
That's right. Here in the new County Development Plan that was adopted there in the early summer, developments now of three or more houses. 60% of the houses must be made available to Irish language speakers. Can it be enforced? I don't know. I'd have reservations myself, really. It's not that easy a thing to enforce. I always outline the scenario. Let's say a developer builds 10 houses in a Gaeltacht, and let's say he has 10 bidders or buyers who are English-speaking or Ukrainian or Latvian or whatever, and no Irish speaker, what does that developer do then? So it sounds very easy, but it's probably much more difficult to implement. It's just the way, I suppose, our Gaeltachts have become more attractive to live in, and there are people, we welcome them, of course. There are people coming from all parts of the world and living here.
And look, it's a free market, Seamus. It's people can buy where they can afford to buy and buy what they can afford to buy, wherever they want to buy it, if the price is right and if the seller is willing to sell. And if they can get planning, they develop. And that's the way it works. It's hard to control that sort of the demographics or the mood or the desirability to live in these areas.
It is, of course. It's a very hard to control, because I outlined the scenario there about a developer who may have 10 parties interested in 10 houses, but no Irish speaker. How does one implement the policy that we have adopted?
And all of a sudden, then you're intervening in the ability of the developer to make a profit, which goes against other rules.
Exactly. It may frighten off a developer. So it's not as clear-cut or as simple as may seem. But look, that's what Kerry County Council have done for the moment. I suppose time will tell. It may take 10 or 15 or 20 years. before we know the result of this policy, whether it's to the advantage of Gaelic speaking areas or not. It may take that amount of time, but look, it's in the county development plan. But coming back to Waterford, the deputation came in, the delegation came in, and they outlined their interest in building affordable houses for local Irish-speaking families. They would offer a plot of land there, and they're interested in the plot of land. Obviously, it's at the early stages yet.
Sure.
The whole pilot project, it's a pilot project, I suppose, and the final details have to be looked into. I know they're talking to Waterford County Council in relation to getting planning on this site. They also, I suppose, are talking to the banks to finance it, and obviously how many houses can they put in the plot and all that. But it's in very, very early stages.
Yeah.
And obviously, if it does go ahead, it's a new direction for the old loss.
Yeah, certainly is.
They haven't been involved in this type of a project before, and I suppose they have to liaise with the Department of the Gaelic and the other government departments to see what's their take on this type of a pilot project.
If it works, is it something that might be replicated, perhaps?
Yeah,
like, you're setting up, there's Gaelic Scotland being set up all over the country, that will help, but this is effectively Irish language speaking housing being developed.
Yes, if it works, time will tell. And as I say, it's a pilot project that the Udras are undertaking along with the local community in the Ring Gaeltacht. But if it works, I'm sure they'll try and replicate it again in other Gaeltacht communities. But we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. All right, Seamus. Well, listen, look, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us and go through that. It's an interesting direction as to where it happens, and we'll see how the policy in the County Development Plan works out on the ground as well. But thanks for talking to me this morning.